Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Good morning and happy Purple Friday.
We're here. Just forgetting my headphones, my bad.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Welcome to the show. I looked down, I was like, oh, I got everything radio, except I don't have my headphones. I won't be able to hear a word. Jesse, good?
Yeah.
What's up? I don't know. Are you good?
I almost got taken out.
Well, I thought you were going left. I saw Charlotte in the hallway. I thought she was going left. And then I was like, okay, I'll go right. And then she went left.
I
was like, okay.
I didn't even have time to react.
And when you left, I was like, bro, turn on my mic at least so I could like at least talk.
Y'all, I was panicking, bro. What do you want? I got 10 seconds, like 10, 9, a countdown was going on. I'm like, oh my God, we gotta get this done. Hi.
We're here.
We're good to go.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
All right, y'all. It's Friday. Let's get to the top of this.
Number three.
Charm City is making its mark. Billboard magazine has ranked Baltimore's CFG Bank Arena the fourth highest grossing venue in North America and the 11th highest grossing venue worldwide in the 10,000 to 15,000 capacities. We have gotten so many incredible shows coming through CFG, including the Jonas Brothers. They're going to be here next Saturday, and you'll have a chance to win those tickets with us at 8 this morning. And then Olivia Dean is performing at CFG next summer, and you have a chance to win tickets to see her later on in the show at 7 and 9.
So Jess told us that yesterday, that news, and I'm like, that's pretty, I mean, if you think about that, that accolade, like, that's pretty wild.
It's insane.
Like, out of all the venues,
yeah,
that, like, we can pull that in. I mean, because the city, if you think about the size of the city compared to, like, other major cities, I mean, we're not as big as, like, Dallas, Atlanta.
But if you think about it, we have got, like, little by little, we are getting so many shows, and I love it for us because now we don't have to go to Philly. We don't have to go to D.C., and I think that's great.
Number two.
Today is Day of Dozens. At Krispy Kreme, the donut chain is celebrating December 12th, also known as 12/12, as the Day of Dozens, by selling a dozen of their original glazed donuts for $1 with the purchase of any dozen or a 16-count mini at regular price. So the deal is actually good in-store or online orders for today only. And if you do it online, just make sure to use the promo code DOZEN.
Number one.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has returned to number one on the Billboard Hot 100, tying the all-time record for the longest-running chart topper as it claims its 19th week at the top of the charts. The holiday staple, which has been returning to number one nearly every single December since 2017, now stands alongside the record held by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus with Old Town Road. And then also a Shaboozy with a bar song, Tipsy.
God, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy that, like, this song keeps doing this. Like, I wonder if there's going to be a song that will come in for the holidays and knock that song off, you know? Like, or will this always just be... Because when did that song, Charlotte, Google, when did All I Want for Christmas Eve come out?
1990.
Was it 90s or was it 2000s?
No, it was
the 90s?
I'm pretty sure it was the 90s. I want to say, like,
94.
Yeah, 94. Yes. It was 94. To be honest, I genuinely believe Mariah Carey will always be the queen of Christmas.
This will be the
song.
And
that doesn't mean that there aren't other Christmas songs by other artists, whether covers or original, that aren't also just as iconic. But as far as, like, the Queen of Christmas.
But why?
Because
But why is that the song? Why have we adopted? Because don't get me wrong, it's a good song.
Because she's the only one, I think, that has truly leaned into it.
Embraced it.
Like, she's the one also that has taken upon herself to be like, not yet, everyone.
That's true.
Not yet. Like, that was all Mariah's team.
And she makes millions every year. Like, $3 to $4 million.
That's Mariah. Yeah.
You're right.
This is Jess, and that's your top three. Happy Purple Friday.
Hey, thanks for being a part of the show today. Right now, Ravens fans, let's go. Come on.
Ravens!
It's going to be a chilly Sunday. It's going to be chilly. I mean, it's so cold everywhere. Chris Cruz, you know, who does our mix on Friday, he lives in Detroit. If you think it's cold here, man, he posted a picture of a stack of snow, like, up to his head. I was like, dang, okay, we can't complain. It ain't that bad yet. Y'all, welcome to Friday. Purple Friday here in Baltimore. Got a football game coming up on Sunday. Jessica?
It's a very big game. We're going to be on the road heading to Cincinnati to play the Bengals. And also, this is redemption for us. Christmas, the Thanksgiving Day game, not good. We're going to leave it in the past and we're just going to move on. So if you are a Ravens fan, we need you. The Flock Line is Maryland's biggest pep rally. So if you're listening, if you have your purple on, if you hate the Bengals and love the Ravens, call and get on the radio.
866-FLOCKLINE is the number. Just give us your best Ravens cheer or just trash talk. We need a good trash talker today. That's you, 866-FLOCKLINE.
Mr. Spicy, I got purple tattooed on me all day, every day. We own the Bengals. Let's go Ravens. Yeah!
Like,
we love that.
There at the end.
To the point, high energy. It was perfect, Mr. Spicy.
Perfect. 866.
Yeah!
866. Flock line. Call us, cheer. Let's go.
Ooh, Ravens. Ooh, yeah. The more Jets and Bulls. Spectacular hitter. We'll go over to Cincinnati Bengals.
What was that? What? It kind of sounded like a pirate. Kind of.
You can give us your pirate.
That's fine.
If you want to give us your pirate, give us your...
We enjoy a theme.
There's no rules to this.
Yeah.
There's
make it your own.
Like, you can vibe however you need to vibe. If you want to do pirate, you can do pirate. You can do what you need to do. Just get on the Flock Line. 866-FLOCK-LINE.
Let's show these Bengals we are ready to rumble. We're headed to Cincinnati for a bungle in the jungle, where this time we'll make Joe Burrow fumble. Bengals owner Mike Brown, my gosh, what a clown. Doesn't want to extend his best defensive player in town? He says, no worries, we'll get to you, sonny. Throw the guy a bone with your fat cankle money. Trey Hendrickson, oh, the trouble he's in. The Bengals losing him would really make us grin. Zach Taylor is a failure. Every game he gets paler, because he knows he's probably his own team's derailer. Color analysts don't think we can beat a QB in the top three. You seem to forget who's a two-time MVP. R-A-V-E-N-S Ravens! Jake from Westminster signing off.
Jake, you never disappoint, man.
Religious, man. Like, religious.
So good.
Religiously, the guy shows up, man. And now we need you. Like, we're doing this all morning long. So, Ravens fans, you have an obligation to your team. You have an obligation to your city. 866-FLOCK-LINE. If you're wearing purple today, call the Flock Line. Let's get you on, okay?
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
First, try to answer these 7 trivia questions. See if you can get through these. I mean, you one day are going to call, and you're going to try to play the $1,000 Minute. Take it on. Today's caller, Tendo. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hi.
Oh, my goodness. It's Antoine and Olivia.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys. What's going on?
How are you?
Good morning. Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys.
How are we feeling?
A little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
It's Purple Friday, girl. You got this.
Yeah, you know we don't care about Friday. We're just trying to get out of here. So.
We don't care how it goes on Friday. You know what I mean? Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, let's just have a good time.
Let's just have a good time.
That's the Friday vibe.
This is only our fourth time calling this year.
That's what I'm saying. Who cares? Trivia for fun. For fun. Just for funsies. Who cares? Well, you guys know how this goes, so let's remind everybody else that's listening, and then we're going to go for this $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. Just for funsies, though, so who cares? Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. But remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. Just say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Antoinette and Olivia, you ready to play?
Let's do this.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Baltimore once had a professional basketball team in the 1940s. What were they called?
Pass.
Question number two. Which author said it was the best of times, it was the worst of times?
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, unfortunately. But
it was Charles Dickens.
It was just fun, so it doesn't matter.
I knew it was A Tale of Two Cities. I just didn't remember who wrote it.
There you go. It was Charles Dickens, unfortunately.
All right.
It's okay.
All right. We're just having fun.
Yeah, we're just having fun, so who cares about this game anyways?
It's just the warm-up round. We'll get to the real questions. Are you ready?
It's the holidays. Who even cares about anything right now?
Sure.
Okay, let's play for funsies. Y'all ready?
Sure.
Number three, we'll go back to number one. So, by the way, Baltimore once had a professional basketball team in the 1940s. They were called the Baltimore Bullets.
That was the Baltimore Bullets.
Yeah, so that was
all number one.
Number three, which kitchen measurement equals 3 teaspoons?
A tablespoon?
Correct. Yep. Number four, what is the probability of rolling a 4 on a standard 6-sided die?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
1/6. Yep.
1/6. Mm-hmm. 1/6.
Mm-hmm. All right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We're all on the same page. Number five. What is the name? What's the name of the national park that is home of the Geyser Old Faithful?
Yellowstone?
That is Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Pop off. Number six. Who had a hit song with the remake of Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love in 1993?
You know it. Come on. Yeah, man.
UB40.
It's UB40.
Sounds like USB.
Okay, yeah.
UB40.
It was our day, Olivia. It was our day.
It's just fun.
And number seven, in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what gift is given on the seventh day?
I don't celebrate Christmas, so let's say swans.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's correct.
It's swans.
That's literally correct.
I have never sung that song in my life.
What? Girl, go buy a lotto ticket today.
Wow. Yeah. Holy crap.
Screw this game.
Yeah,
go get a lotto ticket.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Wow. Jeez. Well,
do my best.
I mean, not bad. Honestly, it wasn't too bad of a round for just funsies.
Yeah, this was fun.
It's not my worst.
It's not our worst. This is our fourth time calling. It's not our worst, though.
It is not your worst.
So we're getting progressively better.
Yeah. So the next time,
y'all are probably definitely going to win.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's it.
You guys know how this goes. Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, hey, listen. Hey, it's all good. Listen, next week is going to be our final week for the year. So hopefully you guys will call back. We got 5 more rounds next week, and then we're going to go for that $1,000 free Dash and Gas, okay?
Absolutely. We'll be there.
Have a good day at school, you guys, and head to Dash in every day for a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dash in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Mark in Hamden, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I want an apology from my neighbor because she keeps sneaking into my yard and I'm plugging my Christmas lights.
No.
What? Why?
Wait,
she...
no.
Yeah. Jess, out of all the ones we've done this year, Jess feels the most upset about this one. Wait, why is she doing it?
Well, I put up Christmas display lights every year like this. I mean, yeah. It's a little bigger than usual, but it makes me happy. And people on my block, you know, they love it. So a few nights ago, my lights went out. So I checked my security camera, and it was my neighbor, Emily, walking into my yard, and I'm plugging them. She's done this more than once. Every time that I fix something or turn it back, she would just come into my yard and unplug it again.
Oh, my God.
Like multiple days now?
Yeah. One night, she unplugged them while a certain section was still running its sequence, and it caused part of the display to just completely malfunction.
That's also, what if she does some damage?
I assume
that would be kind of expensive to fix.
What's up with you and her? Like, are you guys cool typically? Is there bad blood? Like, what's your relationship with her like?
No. No history.
Okay, cool.
Instead of talking to me, she, like, you know, just keeps sneaking over. And, I mean, she doesn't know I have a security camera.
Okay.
But, you know, these lights mean a lot to me this year. I had a really hard year. My first Christmas alone after my divorce a few months ago.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my ex and I, we used to put these lights up together every year. It was something that made the house feel just very warm and festive.
Yeah.
My kids are not, you know, with me for the holidays this year, so the house kind of felt empty, and the lights were the only thing that made it feel like Christmas again.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. So that really does suck then. So you have no idea then why she'd be turning the lights off?
No, I have no idea.
And have you tried to contact her and ask her what's going on?
Well, I don't have her number. Like I said, I went over to her house to try to talk to her, but she's never home.
Okay, so there hasn't been actual interaction between the two of you to discuss this?
No.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm calling you guys because, you know, I want an apology from her. And if she's unwilling to apologize, then I will call the cops. I am completely done with this whole thing. She crossed the line into my yard.
Okay. Well, do we feel like that's too far?
What?
If he calls the cops for trespassing at this point?
I mean, I think I just want to get an understanding of, like, what's going on. Like, if she presents some sort of compromise to you, because I think I'm trying to understand how this is affecting her.
Yeah.
And if something comes up to where if she needs you or wants you to make any changes to your, like, holiday light extravaganza, it sounds like, display, are you willing to compromise and change that at all?
Well, I mean, first she'd have to respond to me. Like, I mean, that's why I went over there to talk to her, to try to get to the bottom. There's no contact. But I'm open to discussing anything.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. Okay, so let's do this. If you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, how this works is we reach out to the person. And this one was a little harder to get in touch with her, but we got in touch with Emily and we're like, hey, you know, we're a radio show here in Baltimore. There's somebody that wants to bring you on our segment about forgiveness. And she doesn't know who it is, but when we explain, hey, you can't just be going in somebody's yard and unplugging their Christmas decoration. Like, that's a lot. Like, is she willing to say, I'm sorry? And more importantly, why is she doing this?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Mark, I'll get on Emily. Just don't let her know that you are on, though, till we give her a chance to guess who it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Then let me get on Emily. What's up, Emily? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you again for agreeing to come on today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I know that Charlotte explained to you that this is our segment about forgiveness. Was there anybody that came to mind that would want to bring you on a segment like this?
The only person that I could think of possibly is the Christmas lights.
Well,
if you don't apologize for unplugging my Christmas lights on my house, I am calling the cops.
Okay. First of all, one of the other neighbors, whose name I'm not going to bring into it, said that they left a note on your door asking you to tone down the display, and you completely ignored it.
I didn't get any note about anything about the lights.
Yeah. He has got such an obnoxious, over-the-top Christmas display that it is causing problems in the block. People are driving by, constantly taking pictures. Mm. People are double parking. Delivery trucks cannot get through. And, you know, the thing is I'm coming home late at night with my daughter, and guess who can't park near her house? I have to park two or three blocks over in the cold, in the dark, with my daughter, because Clark Griswold over there wants all the attention for his stupid Christmas display, and it's putting me and my daughter in danger. If he wanted to do such an over-the-top look-at-me display, he could have at least asked us or told us or something, but he has caused complete chaos, and that is why I walk over and I unplug the display.
So, Emily, this is the first time that it's ever been this extravagant as far as his holiday display? Okay.
Yes.
Mark, why wasn't it a consideration of kind of talking to your surrounding neighbors if everyone was going to be on board for this?
I don't think I need to ask permission to put a decoration up. I don't think it's obnoxious. I don't think it's over the top.
And I don't know that I disagree with that.
No, and I don't think so either, but I think it's like, from what it sounds like the both of you guys are describing, if it's such a small space and if it's causing so much traffic, it kind of feels like it should be a conversation since there's barely any room there, especially if like Emily is having to park two or three blocks down the street and it's at night and she's walking by herself. Like,
sucks for sure.
I would be uncomfortable with that.
Well, I mean, Mark, so where are you at with this? I mean, what's your stipulation with the apology today?
Well, she needs to apologize or I'm calling the cops.
Okay, well, I'm not apologizing, so call the cops. You're creating chaos. Sorry. Sorry that you're divorced and you need all this attention now that's causing us problems, but not my problem. Not apologizing.
I don't think that you're allowed to enter onto somebody's property for any reason whatsoever. There's also another, if we're talking about safety.
No, I think both are important and both can be true. I do think, Emily, you should apologize for breaking into his backyard.
Yeah.
But I do think Mark should be willing to compromise on a curfew so Emily isn't having to park who knows how far away.
But what's the curfew then?
Walk.
I mean, what do we think would be a fair curfew?
Or like a compromise if there's no space.
Well, you know, I think if you turn him off by 8:30, because I get home at 9, all of the traffic would be out of the way. I wouldn't be, you know, having to, you know, park two or three blocks away with my daughter.
Too early. I'm not doing 8:30. And I don't need the attention, Emily. I'm not doing this to have attention.
Okay. Are you guys willing to take phone calls about this? Because it's like, I don't know if you can tell somebody to like not put up their Christmas lights. And I also don't think it's right to go in somebody's backyard. I think you guys are actually kind of both wrong in this situation. But I don't know. Are you guys willing to take phone calls on this?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, so Mark is saying, listen, like, I just want to turn my Christmas lights on. Like, I like doing this. I've had a rough year. Like, I don't think I should have anyone dictate. Like,
I see both sides, but we have to be honest about presenting this. These aren't just some random lights and like a blow up Santa in front. Like,
but then like Emily's saying, like, listen, it's causing chaos on the block. So like, I keep going over there and turning them off. So like, does Emily need to apologize for doing that? Because Mark's saying if she doesn't, I'm calling the cops. Bennett and Severn, good morning.
Hey, I think he can have the lights up, but I also don't think he should like have them up that late that people are double parking and delivery trucks can't get through.
So
like, that shouldn't be happening.
You don't think that she needs to apologize for breaking into his yard and turning him off, though?
I don't think she should. I think she should grow up, stop acting like a baby.
Who is acting like a baby? Mark is being a baby or Emily's being a baby?
Mark
is being a baby.
Why do you say that?
He's like, because he's being too, like, extravagant with his lights. Like, it's that small of a space. You should at least talk to them.
Mm.
So you think you need to ask your neighbors or tell your neighbors if you're going to put up Christmas lights?
If it's that small of a space, then yeah. Because, like, those lights are probably pretty big.
I struggle with that idea.
I think it's the considerate thing to do. If we're talking about a small space and it's causing that much of an issue, I mean, it's not like everyone's on board. You know, like, I feel like 34th Street, that entire block, like, everyone knows what they're signing up for. All the neighbors are in on it. This is like a Baltimore holiday tradition. Like, you know what you're signing up for. And again, like, we don't know where they live, but if it's a small space to where like delivery trucks can't get through, now you're almost kind of prolonging their process for their day. I mean, I don't know.
It's like your house, your yard. Thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Terry on 2 in Pasadena.
What's up, Terry? Good morning.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too. What do you think? Do you feel like Emily needs to apologize for going into Mark's backyard and turning off the lights?
Yes, I do. Because first thing is, whether you've left a note or not, physically talk to him, knock on the door. Mm. Don't just leave a note that he didn't get.
Yeah.
But the second thing is, if you have a small space or not, I go around looking at lights all the time. I take my kids, my grandkids, and if it's double parking for her to go 3 blocks, what do you do in the morning? You walk 3 blocks again, and you don't knock on his door and talk to him? And I don't think he needs to actually turn it down. Why doesn't the neighbors start decorating, too? I mean, come on.
Because she can't, because she's at work.
Obviously, obviously, this is a fan of Christmas we're talking to, though. You know what I mean? So a little biased. But, like, here's a good point. I mean, like, it is the holidays, y'all. It's not like it's March. Like, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into. It's like... This is what you do.
And why do you need permission to have a party?
This is
all true.
Great topic.
And I don't think, I think for me, the word isn't permission, it's consideration. Like, for example, when my family has functions, like, we definitely go next door to the neighbors and we're like, hey, man, come on over and join in. But just want to let you know, like, there's going to be a lot of people parking outside just so you're aware of it. And then we also let our family know, don't park in front of next door neighbor's house. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like you're not so much asking for permission to live your life, but I feel like if you want to be a good neighbor, it doesn't hurt to have a considerate conversation. This is Chris H. from Baltimore on 4.
Chris H. So specific. Hello, Chris H.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on, man. Wrap this up for us. We're kind of tied. I mean, do you feel like Emily needs to apologize for kind of, I mean, breaking into Mark's backyard to unplug his Christmas lights? She says it's causing a nuisance. You do think
so? I do. Mm-hmm. Yes. First of all, we have to have respect for other people's property.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Second of all, this is about the kids, and it's only for a short period of time. And just like Miracle on 34th Street here in Baltimore, the whole block is lit up. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that neighborhood knows what happens around Christmas time. And you can't even get through that street, period. There's people walking up and down sidewalks. The roads are shut down, everything. But this is about the kids. Now, I do see where, okay, let's come up with a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
Okay, most kids might be asleep, I guess, maybe between 10 or 11. If it's a problem, say, hey, okay, most kids are probably asleep around 10 or 11. So how would that be for me to turn the lights off?
Well, I mean, how do you feel about that, Emily? I mean, if people are telling you to apologize, do you feel like you need to apologize then? I mean, what's your take?
Okay, it probably was. I'm not going to apologize, but I will quit coming over there. And I'm not going to apologize because he made me feel unsafe.
Mark, is there anything you want to say or possibly can find some sort of compromise with her?
Well, if she's not going to come over to turn them off, then I guess I won't call the cops. And Emily, I'm sorry if you feel unsafe. If I made you feel that way, maybe I can do 845.
Okay. So there's progress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We just got done with a really, I mean, 'tis the season for this kind of stuff, but a very, a good question for this time of year when it comes to our forgive and forget. It kind of made us all think, like, what do you do when your neighbor really wants to, like, deck out their house? Like, can you really do much about it? And the answer, I think, is really no. You get to kind of got to deal with it. And Jess and I were talking about this, like, you know, obviously, 34th Street here in Baltimore, like, you know what you're in for.
Yeah.
Like, you know you're in for the season. Like, you just got to deal with it.
I mean, that's become like a historic tradition
sure.
at this point.
You know, and like, you know, it's just like, it is what it is.
Right.
Amber in Columbia, though, like, you bring up a really, really valid point of like,
but what about 35th Street?
Right. Like, what, like,
what about them?
What was your situation?
So, yeah, I literally lived just one block over from 34th Street. I lived there from when I was, like, 7 to, like, went off to college. Mm-hmm. And it was awful.
So like, you lived on 35th?
No, it wasn't 35th Street. The streets aren't, like, numbered like that.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
If you want to look on the map, I lived on Powers Street.
Okay. It sounds funnier here. Saying 35th. Let's call it 35th. It's funnier that way. Yeah. Just for radio purposes. No, but I get so you're one street, but you're one street over. So like during the holiday season,
what do you guys go through?
It was cute when I was a kid, but then when I got older and I was like trying to start driving, it was awful. Like I was trying to learn how to drive, and the street is a one-way street, and like. Once it got dark out, you couldn't get off of our street because cars would just be lined up and no one would let you out because they thought you were trying to like steal their spot in line.
Yeah, that's so, true.
Like, we would have to either go through like the alleys or like reverse backwards down the street to get out of the neighborhood.
I didn't think about that nightmare.
You can't leave. Could you imagine like you guys would probably have to get all of your food or your dinner or like, I don't know. What if you guys ran out of like lemons and like you really need the lemons for what you were about to make and like there's nothing you can do about it, like you're literally stuck,
and that's probably
gotta feel claustrophobic. I'm not gonna lie,
that's probably how Emily feels. Like she's kind of stuck in her situation where she can't get in and out. Now that sucks, but like what can you do?
I don't know. You can't
tell your neighbors not to put up decorations, so it's like I mean could you guys do anything about it, Amber, or you just have to suck it up?
We have to deal with it. Like there would be so many cars, like it's just, you think you know what you're signing up for, but it's just like unbelievable. Like cars would just be backed up from getting off of 83 to that street.
Oh,
like
man.
especially on weekends, the closer you got to Christmas, the worse it was.
So bad. That sounds like a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. Thanks, Amber. Appreciate you. Have a good day, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Phoenix.
Yeah, bye. See ya. Man, that sounds just god awful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you if Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. Like, I feel like that question is so played out, you know, every year. It's like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Is it not? I mean, it's like the age-old debate, right? But I do want to run through some other holiday movies or questionable holiday movies. And, like, let's debate, is this really a Christmas movie or is it not? Okay. You know, Jess was talking about earlier this week about A Nightmare Before Christmas. And we were even debating, like, is that a Christmas movie or is that, like, a Halloween movie? And we kind of decided, like, if you can really fall in between and like kind of be okay, I think you could watch it as a Halloween movie and it's fine. I think you could watch it as a Christmas movie and it kind of like, that may be the only movie you can watch in both seasons and it kind of work.
Because it's, I mean, it's covering both holidays.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Because couldn't you say you could pop that thing on for Halloween and it's fine?
I mean, I won't just because it's terrifying for me. But I do think that you could watch it
literally
during both. Yes.
I don't think there's any other movie you can watch in both
seasons. Because it's Halloween and it's also Christmas.
Like, almost perfectly
in the
though,
movie.
You know?
Yes.
Let's run through a couple more and say, like, is this a Christmas movie? Jess, I'm going to go with a banger here for you. Is Harry Potter a Christmas movie?
Yes, it is. You want to know why?
Tell us.
Because Ron says, "Happy Christmas, Harry." And they celebrate Christmas.
They do.
Together. Mm-hmm. And they have matching like Christmas sweaters on. Like all the seasons are covered in the Harry Potter films. So I think that's why a lot of us Potterheads will watch it year round.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
and it feels like Christmas.
Every single one of them, except that with the exception of the last one, has like a Christmas mm-hmm. vibe into mm-hmm. it. So like, is Harry Potter a Christmas movie then? You say yes.
For me, I watch it around Christmas time.
And so do I. Me and my dad always do our rewatch around Christmas.
You think mm-hmm. it's Christmas
Yeah,
thing.
It's very cozy.
Wow.
Yes.
With, like the Great Hall scenes.
Yes, the trees and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen Harry Potter all the way through. I wouldn't classify it as if someone's like, "Oh, the old Christmas classic Harry Potter."
Wait, define all the way through, as in one.
He's never
movie?
Watched them.
I haven't. I fell asleep.
He just talks crap about
okay,
them.
Okay, then you don't even
him.
Get input.
I know. I played
yeah,
the video
that's
game.
Pretty
but
much
that's
a lot.
The video.
That was it.
He talks crap about a lot of things that he's never heard or never seen before.
This may be before your time. Batman Returns, the second one, because you know there's a big set piece and there's a Gotham has the big tree in it. Is
wait
that,
who's the Batman in that one?
That's the one with a penguin in it. I do believe is that
so is that George Clooney?
No,
or is that
this is 92? It would have been Michael Keaton.
Okay. Yes, and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Is that a Christmas movie? I don't consider any Batman movie. I don't consider any superhero movie to be, that's his own category. I don't think you can consider any superhero movie to be a Christmas movie.
But what about Spider-Man? Like in the last scene of, I think it's a Spider-Man No Way Home. Like in the last scene of Spider-Man, he's literally in New York and he is like swinging through New York and you see Rockefeller Center and you see the Christmas tree lit up.
So you consider that a Christmas movie?
Yo, if the characters are seeing Christmas with their eyeballs in the movie, I feel the Christmas holiday joy. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Okay. Gremlins. Have you guys seen Gremlins?
Yes.
Okay. I have not.
Gremlins is, it came out in 80, and I love Gremlins, 84.
It's fun.
Cult classic, right? Like, is that a Christmas movie then? Is it a Christmas movie?
Do they celebrate it in the movie?
I mean, it's very Christmas based. I mean, but if someone's like, hey, let's pull
these
out.
These look like Furbies.
As a weird girl myself, it's a weird girl Christmas movie.
I don't know that I can consider it a Christmas movie.
Well, you're
though.
Not a weird girl.
I know. So you're saying like the weirdos would say yes.
Yeah.
The weirdos are yes.
It's like the same people that are watching Nightmare Before Christmas on Christmas. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's the same category. We're talking about like, is it a Christmas movie? Obviously these movies all contain Christmas. So do you consider them a Christmas movie or not? Eyes Wide Shut. Have you guys seen Eyes Wide Shut?
No.
So that's the one with Nicole Kidman. It's very
Kubrick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very.
What is this? Is it like a scary movie?
It's about swinging, and they have like a basically it's like a very sexual movie.
Oh.
But it takes place over Christmas.
Okay.
So the internet's debating this morning: is it a Christmas movie then? If it takes place over Christmas. I mean, if you guys are going to debate Harry Potter, all has Christmas in it, then do we have to consider
Don't
Eyes
Wide? Don't compare Harry Potter to your sexual psychological thriller. Get out of here. Don't you dare be nasty with my HP.
You literally just said if it has Christmas in it, then is it a Christmas movie? This is the part that you guys have to decide this morning. You know?
Well, I've never seen it, so I can't speak on it, and I'm not going to speak on it because I've never seen it.
Respect.
Let's go one more really quick. Rocky. Is Rocky a Christmas movie?
No. Sure.
Rocky is everything you want it to be.
Rocky can be whatever it wants, because you know why? Because it's Rocky. Okay, fair.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
All right, let's get into it, y'all. Friday Cry Day. This is a silly game that we play on Fridays. Jess is a very sensitive person and she cries a lot. So what we do is we present to you three stories of why Jess may have cried this week as a sensitive person. You're going to try to guess which one of these was the real cry. Okay, let's get into the tears with Friday Cry Day, and we'll start with story number one.
Story number one. So my dad loves to cook, and I have been begging him for a really long time to basically create a cookbook with all his different recipes that my sister and I can have.
Yeah.
And I really, really want it to be in his handwriting. But this week he sent an email to my sister and I and basically said that he's in the process of getting all of his recipes together because he has like over 150 of them.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And he's going to start sending them to us little by little. So this week we got like our first batch of them. And it brought it like literally brought me to tears because that means a lot to me. That's that cute. He's like putting work into it. And he's going to do it little by little and stuff.
That's sweet. Love that.
Story number two. The night that we got our first snow, it was like cute snow. So at night, it was like kind of like sprinkled on the trees and stuff like that. And Garage Boy and I were going out to like pick up some dinner and bring it back home. And we were driving through the neighborhood and just like looking at all these Christmas lights and like playing Bing Crosby and listening to Christmas music. I literally felt like it was a moment from a Christmas movie, and it literally brought me to tears because it was just so special and magical, like being with my husband like that. It made me cry.
Story number three.
When my parents were here visiting for Thanksgiving break, we went to Cracker Barrel, and like the best part about Cracker Barrel is I feel like they make up like waiting times just so you have to walk through the store. If you've never been there before, because the first time I went was when I moved out here. I'd never been to one before.
Right.
And like their store is like absolutely nuts. And during Christmas time,
it's so crazy.
During Christmas, it's like Christmas throws up in there. So you can get like an ornament, a Christmas sweater, Christmas pajamas, everything. And my parents surprised me with a snow globe that's in the shape of a TV and it has like a little Christmas town inside. And I finally set it up and I literally started crying because this is the most magical, sparkly thing I've ever owned in my life. And I love it.
Over a snow globe?
Okay.
Wait, do you have it?
I have a picture of it.
Okay. We'll share it
with you. Oh, I should have brought it.
You should have brought the actual
snow globe. I'm going to post it on our story because you guys don't understand like how cool this thing is.
All right, post it. We need to see this snow globe that Jess potentially cried over.
Dang it. I didn't have the music on. I'll still post it, though. It plays different music. It's like a TV snow globe.
Here, post it. Let me see it. Send it.
Okay, send it to you guys. Send it over,
yeah. Probably should have prepped this before, but it's okay.
Sorry.
We're here till 10.
I'll post it on our story in a second, but I'm going to send it to Kramer and Charlotte first.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to sit here.
You guys look at it and tell me how iconic that thing is.
Okay.
Now, mind you, I don't think it's not playing, but it plays 8 different Christmas songs.
You know I collect snow globes, right?
No.
I do. Oh, that's pretty cute.
I love
so it's like, yeah, it's like an old time TV. That's cute.
I love things that look like other things.
Isn't that crazy?
This is that's the best cute. Snow globe I've ever seen.
Thank you.
You weren't bluffing.
Like, sadly, I think it's probably the snow globe. I do think that's probably the real cry this week. But what do you think it is? Let's figure it out together. Jesse in Parkville, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think it's story number one, number two, or number three?
I think it's story number one.
Now, why do you go with that one?
I think it's story number one because Jess is a very big person with about her family.
Yeah, the family, man.
She loves her family, everything, you know, and her friends and stuff. So I think something sentimental, like what she used to eat and stuff, probably would be the reason.
It's solid. So this is the one about the cookbook with your dad. I mean, it's, y'all, if you listen to this game long enough now, we've been playing this game for almost 5 years now. If it's family involved, it's usually the go-to. Jess, is that the real cry this week?
It's not the real cry, you guys, because
wow,
I need to call my dad because I literally, and it's okay. I understand if he doesn't want to write all of them in his handwriting. I get that. That's a lot of recipes to do.
Can you type it?
But it's via email.
Is it ChatGPT, you think?
No. Not at all.
He just typed in, give me 50 recipes.
No, he's incredible. But these are all the ones that like he has and that he's found. So I just need at least 5 in his handwriting.
He's like, nah,
and I think that's when that'll like break me apart.
Yeah.
But because I think it was over email, I was like, Dad.
Like, come on.
I know. I literally was like, Dad, can you please?
Yeah,
just like, even if it's on like a flashcard.
That's like total dad vibes.
I know,
sure.
Total dad vibes.
I mean,
but that was a good guess,
deduction,
though.
Good deduction.
When I get the handwritten cookbook, that's when y'all know I'll be crying my face off.
For sure. Thank you for playing. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Curtis in Westminster. Curtis, we got 2 stories left. You think that's story number 2 or story number 3?
I think it's number 3.
That's a snow globe. Just saw a snow globe at the Cracker Barrel. Now why, Curtis? That sounds ridiculous. I mean, I also think that's the one, but the woman literally just saw a snow globe. Why would that be? Why would that make her cry? You think?
Well, my fiance likes sparkly things like that, and she's the same way.
Yeah.
And that's probably something that would make her cry.
It's over. Yeah.
She said her parents gave it to her, right?
Well, no. Did
my parents got it for me.
Did buy it for you, indeed?
Yeah,
okay.
My parents got it for me.
Jess, is that what, did you cry for a damn snow globe this week?
No, I didn't cry, but you guys, I won't even tell you how the amount of time that I literally just sit in front of it. I just sit in front of it and I'll look at it and I'll play the different Christmas songs. I won't tell you the amount of time I spend just sitting in front looking at my snow globe, but it didn't make me cry. But
crazy. I mean, honestly, also a good deduction. I mean, everyone's playing very well this week.
I'm going to post it on our story so you guys can see. I promise you it's totally worth the hype. It's really, really cute.
It's a good snow globe. If you would have cried over it, it would have been way ridiculous. But yeah, okay. Curtis, thank you for calling me. I appreciate you. Well, that only leaves us with one left. This is Ashley and Mackenzie down in Annapolis. What's up, guys?
Hi. Mackenzie's not in the car anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, no, she went to the bus already?
Yeah. No. Yeah. She loves this segment so much.
Oh, well, what in the world? This is going to be your chance to be on it.
Go on the bus right after her.
Go chase the bus down. We
need to bump it up by 10 minutes.
Yeah, know, literally. Right. Oh,
we'll
my
figure
God.
That out.
No,
crap.
Go, what? Well, I was going to say, what bus is she on? But I feel like that's a safety violation.
No, yeah, we're not going to do that.
Literally,
we're not going to do that.
She'll get kidnapped. Well, you only got one left, so what story do you think it is?
We think it's number two.
And do you really think that or no?
I mean, we did. I wanted number one. Yeah. I was really sure about it.
Yeah.
But she said number two. Because
Christmas
me. And snow and lights are magical.
God, yeah. I wish she was here right
you
now.
You guys, when Nat King Cole sings the Christmas song, it gets me every time. Yes. And that was playing. And like I was just with Garage Boy and I was like, I just can't believe. I also never thought in my life I would live somewhere where it snowed. So
yeah.
I think that's
yeah.
another
now
thing
do.
Too. That
well,
it just made me cry. It was
and
such a magical night.
Well,
it is.
It was a very easy. I'm sad she's not here. Well, tell
I know,
her that
can
we,
you tell her we love her.
We said hi.
I will
play the play. She'll be. You guys have to listen to the podcast, so at least she can hear us talking about her.
Yeah, hi Mackenzie.
Yeah,
hi,
I'll Mackenzie. Play back.
It's your Uncle Crames and Jess just saying hi. So, well, congratulations, you won Friday Cry-Day.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.